in a minute.
Okay, Cooper Gazowski. Spoiler alert, Cooper Gazowski is the first star of tonight's game and joining us here down at ice level. And Cooper, we were just chatting with your head coach, and he used the term that your group's feeling it right now. Would you agree?
Yeah, 100%. I think we're feeling it. I think even, you know, today's game, we kind of started, you know, not the best, and that's just the way hockey is, but I think we found our game, and as you can see as a score on the scoreboard, we kind of took over it from there.
Talk about the new guys fitting in, and it does take a little bit of time, but you can just see what they have added to this hockey team.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, you know, you add a couple players, and it adds a little more depth to our lineup. Like, Seitz is a guy that can skate. He can shoot the puck. He's a big boy. Like, that helps our lineup so much. And then even, you know, our D-man too, Fish, Sobes, they've been, you know, unreal for us. They're steady D-man. They make plays. And, you know, that's what we need to get out of that slump, and we got out of the slump, and now we're going with it.
Yeah, you're doing it with an exclamation mark for sure. We've been chatting a lot really throughout the year, and that's about the depth of your hockey team. It feels like everyone up and down your lineup. You mentioned the players that have done a great job, the new guys, but it feels like everyone is involved, whether it's your line, whether it's Riley Asher's line, whoever it is, it seems like everyone's been able to contribute.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, throughout our whole lineup, all four lines, all three D pairings, even Rav and Net too. It's been unreal, and obviously it was hard going through that slump, but I knew, you know, that last weekend after we, you know, got that first win, we found our game, and I think we had 150 shots or something like that in the three games that weekend. I think it just shows, like, you know, we're not the most skilled team, but we're definitely the most hardworking. And once we, you know, get it deep, get to our forecheck and get pucks on net, we're going to score more goals. And, you know, it's hard to lose scoring six goals on a team, so we like that.
Yeah. Ice time is obviously a big factor, but you've played, you know, 45 games this season, and you've broken all your own personal records, whether it be goals, assists, plus, all of that. I mean, Waldo here has been running them off. Like, there's about seven. I don't know if you want to run them off again, but there's
season
been
highs.
Season
yeah,
highs.
Yeah,
like,
so
season,
let's get to it.
Yeah, like
goals, assists, points, plus, minus, power play goals, shots on goal, game-winning goals.
What does that mean to you?
I mean, obviously, it feels good, but I think for me, it's a big thing. I'm in my last year, and if I can, you know, do what I'm supposed to do to help this team win, and that comes with me breaking all my records, you know, it's you don't mind it. And I think it's just the fact that, you know, I kind of am older. I know what to expect, and I think I'm just getting the chances, and I'm kind of going with it. I mean, like, even today's goal, it helps a lot playing with a guy like Parasak. You kind of just, you're around the net, and he finds you right away, and I think that's just a big thing. So obviously, I'm obviously proud about myself of how I've been playing, but I think I have more. And obviously, you know, the records are nice, but it'd be better to win a championship.
Yeah, so 285 games now in your WHL career, Cooper. Do you have a favorite moment when you think back? There's still obviously a lot of hockey to be played, but when you think back, what are some maybe things that come to the forefront throughout your WHL career?
I mean, obviously, I feel like everyone's answer is always, you know, scoring their first goal. That's definitely a huge one. You know, it's always nice to score your first goal in junior, but I think this year when I got my first hat trick, it was just kind of a little weight off the shoulders. I've had a bunch of two-goal games, and even today I had a two-goal game, couldn't find the third, and I think just getting that one kind of crossed off, it feels nice, and, you know, coming out there with three goals and a win is definitely amazing.
What about Schneider in this team twice in a very short period of time, the Giants? 5-1, you know, 7-2, you play them again. You know, you saw that things get a little bit physical, especially after whistles and things. What about playing a team where you know that, you know, they're trying to get their lineup together and they're at a different stage of their season and where they're at compared to where you're at? And what about playing a team like that so many times in such a short period of time, you know, building things up?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think everyone gets to that point at some point in the year. And I think for us, it's no matter if we're playing a team that's missing a bunch of their top guys or, you know, we're playing Everett with all their top guys in, everyone in the room prepares the same. And I think it's just the same mindset every game. We want to come in there 2 points, even if it's, you know, we're playing a team with all call-ups. You know, it doesn't really matter to us. It's business. And, you know, we want to get the 2 points and move up higher. We got some catching up to do to Penticton after that, you know, little slump we went on. So I think we just take advantage of it. Obviously, you know, it's nice playing a team that doesn't have a bunch of their top guys in, but mindset stays the same. And, you know, we get in there, we get the 2 points, and we get out.
Yeah. Last one before we let you leave. Cooper, anyone back home in Edmonton that you'd like to say a quick hello to?
I mean, definitely my parents, grandparents, you know, cousins, uncles, aunties, they're all watching the game together at my grandparents' house. So, you know, it's definitely nice. You know, they haven't been able to get down here, but it's nice they're watching every single game. So you can say that one's for them.
Cooper Gazowski.